Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I speak life. We have to speak life over our brothers and our sisters. We have to speak life over ourselves. So many times the enemy likes to knock you off your square. He likes to take you down the road into depression, into oppression, into life storms. Instead of moving away from the storms, we move to the storm, and we got to ask God, Lord, continue to comfort us, because the word of God tells us, I am he who comforts you. When we stand on the word of God, we don't have to worry about what the enemy is doing, because he's going to do his job, which is to knock you as far on your hiney as he can, to knock you out, to break bones, to do whatever he can, because he cannot kill you unless he has permission from God, and God does not give that power to anyone unless he is calling you home. We understand that we are going through as nations. We are going through with homicides and storms and natural disasters. God is trying to get our attention. He's trying to get our attention. Has he gotten yours? Because he surely has gotten mine. I speak life this morning over all of my sisters and brothers. I speak life over this nation, over your country. I speak life. But we are the head and not the tail, and we will prevail. Father God in heaven, I lift up all of those that are in the path of storms today, the path of destructive clouds today, whether they be tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever they may be, God, or just thunder and lightning, whatever situation we are going through, God, I speak life. I speak life over my family. I speak life over the families of those that are listening live and listening later. I speak life. And I ask you, Father God, to lead and guide us, oh God, because the enemy doesn't want this message spoken. He does not want people to know that you are our confidant, that you are our friend, that you are our father, that you love us more than anything. Father God, I lift up this word this morning. As my phone is acting up, my dashboard has been acting up, but I know that I know you are in charge, Father God, and that all things work for good, Lord God, because I am going to believe and trust and know that you are my daddy, God, and that you love me, and that you are my confidant, that you are my father, and that it's in your arms that I feel the warmth that can only come from a father's love. Father God, I lift up today my pastor, who you have given another day. Thank you, Lord, for her 64 years of life and wisdom and understanding. Lord God, may you bless her and continue to keep her covered under the blood of Jesus. For Lord God, she is a life bringer. She is a healer. She is a lifter up. And Father, we lift her up today, asking you to give her the best birthday ever, Lord God. Let her know that you are with her where she is away from physical family, but she is in the presence of spiritual family. So, Father God, I wish my pastor a happy birthday. And I lift up those that have opened their arms and their homes to her. Lord God, let them be blessed exponentially. Let them be blessed with overflow for their love and kindness, oh God. Father God, as we move through this week, I pray and speak life over all my brothers and sisters in the struggle, wanting and believing that one day you will return for us, that we will in your presence. Lord God, in your time, let righteousness prevail over darkness. Let your light shine over mankind, that we will see the rot. We will see the darkness that hides in the shadow. Father God, we ask you to bless and watch over our president and the presidents and leaders of all nations. Lord God, guide them in righteousness, that they will know that there is only one God, and that one God is you, and that it is you that keeps every nation together. So, Father God, as I lift up this word today, I lift up all the peoples of this world. Lord God, as I drive by and see trees dying all over this state that I live in, all over my city, including in my own yard, I have a tree that's dying, God, because you allowed it to be struck by lightning. But, Lord, I also understand that it is you that controls everything, life and death. Lord, do not take our trees away and not allow greedy men to remove the filter that keeps us alive. So, Father God, I pray for nature today, that we will not lose another species of animal, that we will not lose trees, that our oceans will not dry up. Lord God, I pray for your comfort today. As I go through this month, as you know what this month means to my family, I ask you to give us strength and to remind us that you control everything. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up this word. I lift up all those that are in need. I lift up all the residents of Florida who are hit by Hurricane Ian. And I lift up all those on the west, on the East Coast that Ian is attacking. But we understand, Lord, that at the end of the storm, you have already placed a covenant that you will never destroy us again by flood. In Jesus' name, I lift up this word, asking you, Father God, the source of my strength, to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In Jesus' name, I believe and I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God. And again, please forgive the sound that is coming. It just seems like it's a little bit off this morning. But if everything is fine, just put a hand up. Push the number one so I know that you can hear me clearly as we get into Isaiah and praising God this morning for a mighty word. Isaiah the prophet, wow, is all I can say. You know, I know we're going to get to Jeremiah coming up, you know, he's kind of a whiny prophet. But you know what? Jeremiah never said anything that didn't come true. He never said anything to hurt or destroy the people of God. You know, we all understand that God's word is true, and he always sends a prophet. And the word of God in Isaiah chapter 51 says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me. Whew. For law will proceed from me. And I will make my justice rest as a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. And my arm will judge the people. Coastlands will wait upon me. And on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like manner. Wow. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, your people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insult, for the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. In the generations of old, are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the servant? Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep that made the depth of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with a singing. Come to Zion with in you with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die and of the son of man who will be made like that? And you forget the Lord your maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive, exile, escaping, that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread shall not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out. There is no one to guide us. Among all the sons she has brought forth, nor is there any who takes her by the hand. Among all the sons she has brought up, these two things have come to you, who will be sorry for you: desolation and destruction, famine and sword. By whom will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie ahead of all the streets like an interloper in a net. They are full of fury, the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, plead with this, you afflicted, and drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord and your God, who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, to drink of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it, but I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body like the ground, and as the street for those who walk over. God is going to cover his children. And as the life lesson for chapter 51 of Isaiah says, I am he who comforts you. And Dr. Stanley tells us, does not leave us comfortless. He always comes with words of hope and mercy. His goal is allowing hurt, is not to break us, but to teach us to draw close to him in times of heartache and extreme pressure. We have to draw near to God. We got to take it to God, take it to the throne and not the phone. We so often take everything to the phone. We got to tell this, we got to tell that, but we need to tell it to God because God already knows your problems. We got to learn how to tell our problems about our God. You will not break me. You will not send me back into the pit. You will not. I will not, in the name of Jesus, allow the enemy to take me back into depression, into heartache, into feeling like I'm lost and afraid. Feel that way. Trust in the name of Jesus. Call on the light. Lord God, send your light into the darkness. Show me what to do and how to do it. For I am your child. You are my God. I believe in you. We got to start speaking and telling the enemy, you have no power over me. I will do as my daddy says, and my daddy will help me to clean up any mess that I have. But all things are going to work for my good. Why? Because I know who my father is, and I know he loves me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And for those that are just joining us this morning, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. It is a study Bible. And again, not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries to hawk this Bible, but I will tell you, it is one of the best Bibles to have in your biblical arsenal. It is one of the best Bibles to use to get through the entire Word of God in 1 year. January 1, 2022, we started this Bible. And if everything works the way it should, on December the 31st, we will finish this Bible in Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. 21, there we go. But we will finish this Bible. God willing, I will be with you. We will get through this every day. And I've told God I will be on these airs every day you have me on. Rain, shine, sleet, snow, I will be on to do what I was assigned to do, to get the Word of God into the atmosphere. So thank you all that listen in live later. I appreciate you. And let's get back into our word. We are in Isaiah chapter 52. For those that are just joining us, thank you for moving forward in the word of God with me this morning on this beautiful day of rest. We all know the Sabbath was yesterday. And I pray that you rested and that you took some time out with God. And it says this, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourself for nothing. And you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrians oppressed them with all cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them well, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices, they shall sing together. But they shall see eye to eye. When the Lord brings back Zion, break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Israel. The Lord has made there his holy arm. Eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Praise the Lord this morning with me, y'all. Depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Go out from the midst of her, be clean. You who bear the vessels of the Lord, for you shall not go out without haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his vestige was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see. they had not heard, they shall consider. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The desires of the wicked shall perish. Don't take God's goodness for granted. And don't think that evil and deception will continue to be made whole and that they will get away with what they do. For God will take away all and show evil for what it is, for liars for what they are, liars, for cheaters for what they are, cheaters. God will show in, show up and show out and show those that worship people, places, and things more than God. He will show you your idolatry and wickedness. Don't play with God, because God will definitely not play with you. He's getting our attention. Isaiah 52:3, you have sold yourself for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. Why do we sin? We sin because we think that it gives us a better deal than whatever God is offering. But we always get burned. We sell ourselves for nothing, and then God buys us back with himself. He brought us back with Jesus. He brought us back with the blood of the Lamb. He brought us back at the cross where our Savior died. God brought us back from our sins for self. God brought us back because we didn't know how to appreciate you, Lord, for loving me more than I love myself. We got to thank God because he loves us more than we could ever love ourselves. And he has given us an edict to keep his commandments. And if you go into our last life lesson, his best message was marred more than any man, and his form more than the son of man. His message, his body, was marred for us. He bled on the cross for us. Do you know that Jesus loved us enough to come into this wicked, awful world and live as a man of many sorrows, persecuted but not destroyed for us? Jesus went through agony for our sake. He suffered not through any personal fault but because of our sins. He willingly died for us that we might live. You love me, he said, keep my commandments. In John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then he tells us in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. But are we using the Holy Spirit? Are we just walking in flesh? Our word, Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? But he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and he did not esteem him, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was laid as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living for the transgressions of my people. He was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because we know that our Savior was killed between two thieves. Between two thieves. The greatest gift ever given to mankind was murdered between two thieves. He died for our sins. He died for the sins of this planet. Each and every one. He didn't care that you worshiped an idol. He didn't care that you worshiped someone other than God. He still took your sins to the cross. Name is Jesus, Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is our Savior, and he died between two things for us. For us, we should never forget. He died for us. And it says this one more time. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I get filled up when I think of how good God is. Filled up when I think about Jesus and what he did for me. I get filled up when I know that there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus, and that he loves us all. He loves us all. How can we hate each other when there was a Savior that died for our sins and loved us all? How can we hate our brothers and our sisters because they don't look like us, our sound like us, or smell like us, or live like us, or any of the us? Love us all equally. And this word is so touching. I love Isaiah. He touches our hearts, and everything that he said about Jesus came to fruition almost 1,000 years later. A great word of God. And let's go into the life lesson for this word 53:11 of Isaiah. My righteous servant shall justify many, but he shall bear their iniquities. On the cross, Jesus willingly became our substitute. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus nailed your sins to the cross and made you alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Colossians 2:13-14. Isaiah chapter 54. Oh, I love this verse. If I get all filled up again, just know, because God's word just does something to my heart. Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child for more are the children of the desolate. Then the children of the married woman, says the Lord, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtain of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. Come on, Jesus. Hey! Father God, hey, can I say it again? And will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore, but your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit. This word is my word. Hallelujah. Like a youthful wife, when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I would gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. But this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphire. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemned. Praise the Lord, folks. Praise the Lord, saints. God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. And Dr. Stanley asked us a question from Isaiah chapter 53. Children periodically need painful immunizations. Where is God when I'm in pain? I felt that, and I'm sure most of you have at some point in your life. Children periodically need painful immunizations. Often they do not understand that while inoculations hurt, they also protect from serious disease. From their point of view, the doctor is assaulting them, and someone who loves them is allowing it. We all know how you feel when those babies come to get those immunizations. I know I probably cried more than he did, and they did. Such an experience gives us a little insight into God's dealings with his own children. It helps to answer one of these questions we often ask when painful things happen to us. Where is God? The Bible tells us that when the ancient Israelites suffered many kinds of hardship, God was right there with them. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, says the prophet. Do you remember your earthly father restraining you so that the doctor could administer the painful injection? Perhaps you recall him committing that the experience hurt him more than it did you. This is exactly what God is describing in this passage. To a childish mind, such an action seems utterly incomprehensible. But when we have children of our own, we grasp it clearly. Then we begin to understand what kind of father we really have. He helped us in and into all of our agony, and he has tasted the last drop of our own cup of suffering. Where is God when we suffer? He is where the pain is. He was buried for our iniquities. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. God does not pick up and leave us when the hard times come. Dear, he is right there with us, ever mindful of the pain we endure. But not only does God feel for us, he also acts on our behalf, even when we don't know it. So Isaiah says the angel of his presence saves them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old, Isaiah 63:9. Did ancient Israel realize that God was carrying them through all their trials? No, but he did nonetheless. As you face adversity, look into the Savior's tear-stained face. You won't see anything but love. If we would follow Jesus, we must bear the fellowship of his suffering. As Paul reminds us, what to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, Philippians 1:29. We must go where he is, and the cross is one of the sweetest places to find him. Why? Because he died for us, and he loves us more than we could ever imagine, more than we even love ourselves. Our Father God loves us. He cares about us, and he wants the best food for our iniquity. The chastisement of the world was on him for us. Isaiah 55. Woo, Jesus, thank you, God. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the righteous man in thought. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and I shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. But you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 56. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness. I'm going to read that again. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and keep his hand from doing any evil. Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Now let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. But thus says the Lord to the eunuch who keep my Sabbath and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant. Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord to be his servant. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. All you beasts of the field come to devour. All you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough, and they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his own gain, from his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine, and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today and much more abundant. God calling out folks up in the Word through Isaiah, calling them out, false teachers and prophets, only in this job, only in ministry for money and not for the salvation of God's children. And God will hold them all accountable. Isaiah 55 and 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. The Lord invites us to come boldly into his presence any time of the day or night to receive his counsel, confess our sins, make requests, and just enjoy his company. Hebrews 4 and 16. Isaiah 55 and 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Even when we do not understand what God is up to in our lives, which may happen frequently, he asks us to trust him. He knows what he is doing, even if we cannot comprehend his methods or timing. But to obey God is to bless ourselves. To disobey him is to curse ourselves. I have come, Jesus said, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God promises to bless his word, not ours. So we are wise if we honor that word. That word is Jesus, and represent it as accurately and effectively as we can whenever we get the opportunity to speak on God's behalf. Speak the word of God, not your words, but God's word. Isaiah 56:7, my house shall be called a house of prayer. God is serious about prayer and about his people from throughout the world gathering to pray together. Jesus quoted this verse when he drove the merchants and money changers out of the temple in Mark 11:15-17. He said, my house shall be a house of prayer and not a den of thieves. God will hold us all accountable one day. And as we go back into our word this morning, I just say thank you, Lord, for this mighty word. Yes, I got filled up. The word of God touches my heart. And if we go back into our psalm for the weekend, and it says this, a good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil guidance. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted when honored. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The desire of the wicked shall somebody who is doing awful things will get away with it, because they won't. Psalms 113:1-4, praise the Lord. Praise, O servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory above all the heavens. Hallelujah. Can y'all say praise the Lord with me? Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He rises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he might seat him with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. And I have just read to you in our psalm this morning, the 112 through the 100, verse number 9. The 112 psalm, verses 5 through 10, through the 113 psalm, 5 through 19. I'm sorry, 5 through 9. And our proverb is this. Proverbs 26, starting at verse 16. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. And that's why you don't get in an argument with the foolish. And this is what it says. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. In other words, don't meddle in other folks' business. When people are having an argument, stay out of it. Because I'm going to tell you, if they would turn it around on you, my husband, you know, used to say that coffee, I hate it going to more than anything, was domestic. Because in a domestic, the man could be beating his wife to a pulp. But as soon as the police come to take him away, she turns on the police and wants to beat up on the police and get angry with the policeman for saving her. I'm going to tell you. Again, he who passes by and meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a dog by the ears. They're going to turn against you. Like a madman who throws firebrand arrows and death is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I'm only joking. How many times have we heard that? Those words come out of somebody's mouth. I was just joking. No, you're being hateful. And you try to do it in a joking manner. We all understand. Nobody's crazy. We see things. Don't ever say something. I'm just joking when you say something awful and hurtful. Proverbs 26, verses 20 through 21. There, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no tailbearer, strife ceases. Can y'all say amen on that one? As charcoal is to burning coal and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. And that's our word for this morning. God has given us everything we need. I thank God for all of you. Before we get out of here this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, which is right on point. It is a word for today. As Sister Carolyn normally sends out scripture, she sends out today, of all the words today, she sends out Proverbs 16 and 20. And it says, good morning. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Proverbs 16 and 20. Have a blessed Sunday, family. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed and know that you are loved by God more than you could ever imagine. And he has already said in his word, I am he who comforts you. Have a blessed day, family, and know you are comforted by the Most High. It is a wrap. Have a great day. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God willing, I will be right here speaking the word of God. It's a wrap. Be blessed.